Hello and welcome to Archaeolexy, a working title, but one that we're going to stick with, where we look back at some of our favorite words that we've done while we're taking a short break in January of 2022, for anyone listening back to our listens back. Anyway, this time we're going back to episode number 6, where I talk about loaf.
You told me, and I read it and thought that it had registered in my brain, but apparently not.
Loaf.
Loaf, yes. Yeah. Very pleasing to say.
I'm excited about this one. Do we want to just jump in?
Yeah, let's just get loafing. Do you want to go first? Will I go first? I forgot who went first last time.
I don't remember either.
I think I went first last time. Kraken was...
Okay.
I can't remember. Oh, take it away, loaf.
Okay, so first off, the only reason I bothered looking this up, and this harkens back to the snob entry when we got on that little tangent about mouthfeel and whether words have it. I think it's pretty clear by now that they do, now that we've said it, and it's been a couple weeks and... since recording that, but loaf has always been one of my favorite words, just in the sheer, like, I mean, it's not onomatopoeia, because it's not a sound, but it's like if there was a word for onomatopoeia, but instead of saying its name, it says its essence and the feeling it evokes, like a loaf. It's just a light, fluffy word.
Do you know, I always say that there should be a word for that thing. A word for words that are onomatopoeic but that don't make a sound.
Yes.
I may have to like dig out my old Greek primer and see if I can construct a word that would fit that bill. But yeah, who
That'd
knows?
Be perfect.
Maybe I'm just not learned enough.
That should someone we, should do that. Because that should
we
be
We need
word.
That word. It should definitely be a word.
Because loaf is one of those. So I looked it up because I was like, I wonder where that, it's a strange word. I'm wondering where it, you know, where it comes from and everything else. So as usual, we turn to the Oxford English Dictionary.
Hooray!
And it is forever ago. It comes from Germanic.
Of course.
And Old English from Old High German and Middle German. And the Old English was, I think, hlaf. Or hlof, I'm not sure what that vowel is, but it's, you know, the H-L-A with an accent.
Speak old Germanic to me.
Yeah, that's right. And it's, but it's interesting because the OEDs, I mean, it dates back to, both entries are circa sort of 950 and 1050.
Okay.
So it's 10th century, super, super old, but it's unclear whether it was first used just as a word for bread. It's always been bread. It's always had to do with bread. And whether it first meant it was just literally a synonym of bread, or if it was the way we use it now, which is as like a unit of bread, a chunk of bread is a loaf. But it's interesting that nobody seems to be sure whether it went from the general to the specific, or if it was once specific and then was general for a bit as well and then went back to the specific. That's unclear. But that was kind of an interesting thing. And otherwise, that would have been the end of it, and I wouldn't have dedicated a whole anything beyond that to this. I would have just been, oh, look at that. That's kind of interesting. But it means what it means now. It's resilient because it's been nearly 1,100 years of a word meaning the same thing that it's always meant, which in itself is a bit weird.
Yes.
But it doesn't seem it's ever changed.
I also find myself wondering recently, apologies if I'm interrupting and you want to just tell me to shut up and go on with what you're talking about. But
no.
I find myself wondering lately, so, you know, a word like loaf, like you say, it's meant the same thing for a long ass time. But at some point in time, it must have just been a sound.
Yeah, someone just made a noise.
Yeah, and at which point did that sound become that thing. I suppose what I'm talking about is the holy grail of etymology, really. Where does the sound become the meaning?
Yeah, at what point does just noises become actual words?
Yeah, and are there certain noises that you know are destined to mean those things? For example, sorry, I'm side noting again, but there's a reason why the word for mother in so many different languages contains the syllable m in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And it's to do with the development of the soft palate in humans.
Yeah, they're all bilabial stops or fricatives. It's either the m for mom or the pa for father. Uh-huh.
And essentially it's to do with the fact that these are some of the first sounds that human beings can make, and thus some of the first words that they begin to say.
Yeah.
And that kind of blows my mind a little bit.
Yeah, I've always liked that, and how they are pretty much universal.
Yeah. We biologically developed to for those sounds to mean those things. And I wonder if there are other examples of that. Such as loaf. Pre-continue, and I will shut my yap.
it's the thing that I find interesting about this now, it's sort of a cheat because I'm kind of working backwards to get to a bunch of different endings, but is how many things relate to variations or adaptations or combinations building on the word for loaf. So, for instance, if you look at the etymology in the OED for loaf, you get to the Old Germanic and the Old English, and it sort of is hlaf for English or lieb or lieb. It says Old High German, Middle High German, but it's like lieb or lieb. Old Norse has the same type of thing. Danish, Middle Swedish is lev. There's all these different things, but what's interesting is it talks about, and then it goes into how other words, when you sort of, the Gothic is this hleif, and then whence gachleiba is like a comrade or messmate, so someone with whom you share bread.
Ah, lovely.
Is like a, and then it relates that, which is something I hadn't realized, but of course it makes a lot of sense. To, here comes Latin, companio or companion contains that pan.
Panio,
which
of course.
In French would be pain.
And com meaning with, as
with,
in community.
So a companion is someone with whom you share a loaf of bread. You share bread. So we get companion, we get all these different, like in German, the messmates and stuff like that. Now we don't really have, it's weird that we took bread and took loaf from German, but we took companion in front. We don't really have an equivalent word for friend in English, I don't think, other than companion that involves bread, but from that different family line. What was really interesting to me, and this will be I'll finish on this because this was my big, like, what moment when I was thinking this up, is the word lord, which has as its etymological root the word loaf, because the word lord was originally a construct, a compound word in English from the words loaf and the word ward or guardian or overseer.
This is so exciting.
So the lord...
The bread guy.
The lord of the house was the person who guards the bread and who is the person who is responsible for keeping the bread safe.
Oh, this is so great. All this talk of go forth.
So one more, it's close related. Lady, so lords and ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Lady comes from the combination, the compounding of loaf and this this old English word, deej or deegay or something along those lines. It gets the D from the first syllable of an old English word that means literally kneader, K-N-E-A-D-E-R. So a lady was a loaf kneader, and a lord was the loaf guardian.
Oh, that's so foxy.
It's amazing.
Love it.
So originally, and of course, originally lords and ladies were simply just, a lord was just the guy in a house. It didn't have all these lofty whatever.
Yeah, sure.
But it all comes back to bread. whether you're kneading the bread or whether you're supposed to be protecting the bread. That's where Lord and Lady comes in. It's companion is based, friendship is based on bread. Everything comes back to bread.
Wow. Do you know, my inner feminist leapt for a second when you said that a lady was a kneader of bread, because, you know, the interest in social construct of language seemed to be, you know, the centuries old idea that men provide and women take, sort of thing. But no, in fact, women create and men protect, guard. There are some interesting gender social contracts to be taken out of that too, but that is truly wonderful. Yeah, yeah. I like that a lot.